Found you at last. No one escapes death, little lamb. You hid yourself well, but the whispers led me right to you. Not so fast. You aren't going anywhere. Your friends are gone. The only ones left in this forest are you and me. My axe yearns for more blood. Hold still. Wait! Those eyes, the paralyzing fear, the slow acceptance of one's fate. They make me feel strange all of a sudden. What is this? Is it guilt I feel? Why does it hurt? You there! Come closer. I want to feel your face. Please. Good boy. So soft. I shouldn't be doing this. All of the endless killing, it's wrong. Oh, so wrong. You look confused. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Poor little lamb. You're fortunate to not remember what I've done to you, to the others. But why? Why am I here? Why are you here? Why must I kill? Why must you run? Is it because of her? It must be. You can hear her too, can't you? She speaks no words, yet the message is clear. Ugh! Her tendrils lash at my soul. She wants me to pick up the axe and kill you. But I won't. Not this time. I choose to resist. Come here, little lamb. I shall carry you to a place that brings me a strange bit of comfort. Rest on my shoulder. It's only a short distance away. Here we are. During these so-called trials that I'm forced to endure, this flimsy shack is the closest thing I have to home. You'd like to know more about the song I was humming? Well, it's a lullaby that my mother taught me. In my native tongue, the lullaby is meant to keep children safe from wolves. I carried it with me ever since she died before my eyes, impaled by an elk. 'Tis a shame that no lullaby ever kept her safe. Before her passing, she taught me how to survive in the wild, how to keep warm and well-fed. I lived comfortably for a while, but something changed one day. I was no longer satisfied with killing animals. I desired greater prey. The first man I killed, he was only foraging for berries. I can still see those lifeless eyes staring at me after I separated his head from his body. And I just kept going, killing more and more until I ended up here, chasing people like you. Forgive me, you asked where my lullaby came from. Yet I told you my life story. I did not intend to be so long-winded. But I'm grateful to you for listening. Being able to share with another is something I haven't done often. Come, be a good boy, and sit on my lap. I have something else to say. Are you comfortable? Good. You seem at ease now. A welcome change from how you were before. All of that was my doing. I ended the lives of those you came with, and nearly ended yours as well. I am sorry, little lamb, for everything. I don't know how long I can stay like this, but I shall take advantage of it. I wish to atone for my wrongdoings. Will you allow me to do so?
I thank you.
Oh, how I wish that we could have done this sooner. Put your arms around me. I shall place mine around your waist. Such lovely hips. And an even lovelier ass. You can see I'm beginning to enjoy myself. Oh, yes, darling. Grind up and down on me. It feels, excellent. You're getting hard for me. Good boy. Perhaps seeing my breasts will make you even harder. There. What do you think? Quite supple, aren't they? Why, thank you. You can feel them if you would like. I expected your hands rather than your mouth, but I think I prefer it this way. Oh, just keep sucking. I love that. Unfasten your pants, dear. I want to see your cock. Ooh, very impressive. I must hold it. Do you like the warmth of my fingers as they wrap around your shaft? Oh, keep sucking while I stroke this beautiful cock of yours. Such a sweet little lamb. Those moans are adorable. I like making you feel safe. Nursing you like this. Giving a beautiful creature what he deserves. It's very satisfying. Ow! Careful with the teeth, dear. It's okay to graze my nipple with them, but be more gentle. If you don't behave yourself, I won't let you come. Understood? Good boy. Oh, some pre-cum is starting to drip out. You don't mind if I do. Tastes much better than blood. Do you want me to stroke you even faster? All right. Oh, your cock is throbbing so much. Oh, you're holding me even tighter now. Are you going to be a good boy and come for me? Do it, then. Come for your huntress. Come all over my hand. I'm not gonna stop until it's absolutely covered. Oh, yes. What a good boy you are. So charming and obedient. It's even sweeter than the pre-cum was. You've got such a pleased look on your face. I'd like to see it more often. In fact, I think I owe you more for all the pain I've caused. Lay on your back, dear. Good. Now hold still. I've wanted to wrap my lips around your cock since the moment I laid eyes on it. What a night this turned out to be, huh? From brutal murders to sucking cock. Not that I'm complaining. No, making you twitch and squirm in my mouth is far too much fun. I can't wait to make you come again. If I could, I'd pleasure you every night, for all of eternity. No matter what happens after tonight, you'll always be mine. I just thought of something. Instead of making you come in my mouth, what if I mounted you and made you come in my pussy? Would you like that? I figured you might. Just let me get on top of you. Oh, yes, this is where you belong, darling. Deep inside of me. Grab my hips, dear. Help me keep steady. Riding you feels so good. I might get carried away. Oh, yes, I think I will. Oh, yes, moan for your huntress. Oh, darling. Fuck me back. Please. I want you thrusting into me. Oh, yes, good boy. Just like that. Just like that. Harder. Good boy. Yes, do what your huntress tells you. Obey. I think I might actually come. Ooh, are you close? Can we do it together? Oh, I need it. Put a thick, warm load inside me. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Give me all your cum. Oh, every drop. Oh, give it to me. That was, I feel, words are a bit difficult right now. That should get the message across. Here, I'll help you up. There you go. Feeling all right? Perhaps more than all right? Good. Now, I think we should... the pain. Oh, her tendrils. They lash even harder than before. I fear our time together is nearing its end. After sacrificing your friends, I saw an open hatch nearby. The whispers kept pulling me to where you were, so I never closed it. Maybe you could use it to escape. If you linger here, I have no doubt that she will eventually take matters into her own hands. I don't want that to happen. So follow me to the hatch. Good, it's still open. There's no telling where you'll end up, but it's your best chance out of this forest. Wait. Before you go... thank you for making me feel human again. I am in your debt. The next time we meet, I probably won't be myself anymore. You'll have to run. Hopefully the memories we've made tonight can stop me from doing anything I'll regret. But I shouldn't keep you any longer. Farewell, my little lamb. I don't care if you're displeased with me. He deserved to feel some happiness for a change, even if he never remembers it.